Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from the Gospel of Matthew. We'll read from chapter 4. We'll read verses 12 through 17 and verse 23. When Jesus heard that John, and it's referring here to John the Baptist, was put in prison, he withdrew into Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. He did this to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. And this is a quote from our scripture reading from earlier. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, along the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And on those dwelling in the region and the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is near." And then verse 23 says, Jesus traveled throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Have you ever thought about the importance of light? How many moments have you spent today being grateful for the existence of light in the world? Maybe you did. Maybe you woke up this morning in darkness and were grateful that you were able to turn on a light to be able to see where you were going. Maybe you were grateful this week for the prolonged stretch of sunshine we've had after so many weeks of darkish, cloudy, rainy days. And you know how we are here in California. We get 2 days of clouds and rain and we're about ready to lose our minds. Light is important. In fact, light is essential. Yet light is also present in our lives that in such a great degree that we often don't even think about it. We don't appreciate it. We might not even realize that light is there. As we come to today's sermon in our Epiphany series on what various gospel texts reveal to us about Jesus, we come to a very familiar and very appropriate comparison of Jesus found in the Gospels. In our text, in our Old Testament reading for today, Jesus is prophesied as being a great light. In fact, in the Gospel of John, Jesus is referred to as the light of the world. What does this expression and comparison of Jesus reveal to us about Jesus? That's been our question each of the Sundays in Epiphany. Well, let's think about a couple of things that light does, important things that light does. First of all, light reveals things. It makes things able to be seen. That's probably the first thing that comes to mind when we think about light. Well, that comparison works perfectly for Jesus. Jesus is the great light spoken of in our text. He is the light of the world that John speaks of. He reveals things to us. And so, as funny as this may sound, the first thing that this text reveals to us about Jesus is this. It reveals that Jesus reveals. Does that make sense? This text reveals that Jesus reveals. He reveals eternally important things. He is the revealer of truth, truth with a capital T. He is the revealer of God, who God is, what He's like, what He does. And He is the revealer of the way to eternal life, namely through Him. As Jesus Himself once said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the one who reveals those things, just like light. Don't we see Jesus doing exactly this in our text. Our text for today speaks of people who were dwelling in darkness. A darkness that is far more frightening and more dangerous than physical darkness, even the deepest physical darkness we could ever experience. The darkness spoken of here and in other places in Scripture refers to the darkness of sin, of unbelief, and death. Not just the physical kind, the eternal and spiritual kind. Our text tells us that Jesus came not as a little light. A little light, of course, can be very comforting and helpful in the midst of pitch black, deep darkness. But no, our text tells us he comes as a great light. A light that completely eradicated the darkness. He came as the light of the world. And Jesus tells us again in the Gospel of John, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Again, think of what a great comparison light is to Jesus. Where there is light, there cannot be darkness. When you walk into a dark room, no matter how dark that room is, when you turn on the light, it is no longer dark. The deepest, darkest cave or room you could be in, you turn the light on, it is no longer dark. That's what God did, in a sense, when he sent Jesus into our world. In our gospel reading from the first chapter of John, we read that in him, in Jesus, was life. And that life was the light of mankind. The light is shining in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In fact, the complete opposite happened. The light overcame the darkness. Where Jesus, the light of the world, is, there can be no darkness. Jesus overpowers it. Where there is Jesus, there is forgiveness, there's healing, and there is life. And Jesus came as the light of the world, and he's called the light of the world because it means he came to spread this light and shine it on the world, on all people, Jews and Gentiles alike. Our text tells us that from that time Jesus began to preach, "Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is near." Jesus traveled throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. Remember, the text mentioned that this was a region that was at least partially filled, or if not mostly filled, with Gentiles. People who are not of the Jewish race, of God's chosen Old Testament people. Jesus came to be a light not just to the Israelites, to the Jewish people, but also to the Gentiles. What was Jesus' message as he came as the light of the world? What did he come to reveal? Well, he came preaching a message of repentance, a turning away from sin and turning to him for forgiveness and life. Jesus came preaching and revealing the gospel, which literally means the good news. He came revealing the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And the good news that he revealed was about himself. That he, the Son of God, had come to be the Savior from sin for both Jews and Gentiles. He, of course, would not just preach that good news, he would complete that good news by later suffering and dying on the cross for the sins of all people, and then rising victoriously from the dead 3 days later. Notice that Jesus came to be a light for the people amidst the darkness, not just spiritually. Our text also mentions that Jesus was brought into this world filled with sin to relieve people of even their physical darknesses. The last verse of our text tells us Jesus went about healing every disease and every sickness among the people. He cares about us in every way. He came to heal and to save. He came, of course, to heal, most importantly, spiritually and eternally, but he also shows his care and love for us by coming to heal physically as well. Those who know much more about science than I do, which is nearly everyone, But people who know more about science than I do have told me that light is not just important, it is actually essential for life to exist at all. And it's been said that it's not surprising that the first thing that God created was light. Think of the very first chapter of the Bible, verse 3 of Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. It is essential for all creation. And so light not only reveals, it gives life. Think of the sun. Think of not just how important the sun is, but how essential the sun is to all living things, the growth of living things on this planet. This points to the second thing that our text reveals about Jesus. It reveals that Jesus, as the light of the world, Jesus gives life. Our text reveals that Jesus, the light of the world, gives life. Remember those words again from John chapter 1 that we read in our gospel reading. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. Remember Jesus' words in the gospel of John. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. If you've ever been in a place of complete darkness, and I mean complete darkness, can't see your hand in front of your face type of darkness, you know how scary that can be. It can be very unsettling to be in a place like that. I can say for certain that all of us have been in a place like that. In fact, everyone who's been born into this world has. All of us, by nature, are like the people in the region of Galilee described in our text. We were born as people dwelling in darkness, not necessarily the physical kind, but spiritual darkness. The spiritual darkness where you can't see your hand in front of your face in a spiritual sense. Dwelling in the region and shadow of death, as our text puts it. We were born lost. In complete and utter darkness, unable to find our way, born in sin, born in unbelief, and headed for the eternal darkness of eternal death in hell. That is, until Jesus, the light of the world, dawned on us. Jesus has taken us from the darkness of death and given us the light of life in him. And he comes to us personally, and has come to us personally, revealing the light of his world, of his word. He calls each of us to repent from our sins, to turn to him instead for forgiveness, and in faith trust that he is our Savior who's washed away every one of those sins. He comes to us in the miracle of the sacraments, which is his word with earthly elements, the water and word of baptism, in which he made us his own. In the word and the bread and wine, he comes to us with his very body and blood, assuring us, reminding us personally that your sins, each and every one of them, have been forgiven by Jesus. And he still heals us from our sicknesses. He cares about our physical needs. He comforts our troubled hearts with the promises of his word. Now that we've had the rays of the sun, the S-O-N sun, the light of this world, shine upon our hearts, something amazing has happened to us who have once been dwellers in the darkness. Jesus has made us now, as he puts it, lights in this world. Lights in a world filled with darkness. In Matthew he says, "You are the light of the world." Jesus wants us to be reflections of his light and to point people to Jesus, that great light, the light of the world. I don't think I need to give you many reminders just how dark a place this world is. We will be reminded of some of the darkness in this world in our prayer requests for today. This world is a dark place spiritually and physically. It often feels much like the region spoken about in our text, darkness and in the shadow of death. At times we can be overwhelmed by this great darkness. At times we may even be tempted to despair because our light seems way too small. Our light, even collectively as a congregation, can seem too small. Remember that in complete darkness, even a little light makes a huge difference. In complete darkness, that's when light shines the brightest. That's why God encourages us throughout the New Testament to let Christ's light shine in our lives. Jesus goes on to say in that very same chapter of Matthew, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." The Apostle Paul also reminds us in Ephesians, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk or live as children of light." And the Apostle Peter tells us that we have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we may proclaim the praises of him, of God. We all know people who are still living in the darkness without the light of the world, Jesus Christ, in their lives, without his gospel, his good news shining on their hearts. In his grace, he has revealed the light of his salvation to you and to me. And he wants us to share that light and let our light shine to his glory. Where Jesus is, there can be no darkness. Let's share and shine that light of the world to the world. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.